continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch discussing the subject of Shuma Hadar. So the Gemara in that Flam and Hilam and Aleph teaches us Amrin Ne'adoy, Shuma, property that was taken away from a loiva to satisfy the debt that he owes the Malva, that he didn't have the cash available to pay what he owes. Says the Gemara, the halacha is the Shuma Hadar. The Shuma that if ultimately, Baruch Hashem, the loiva has the money to pay back, the loiva could approach the Malva and tell the Malva, here I have the cash, give me back my property. And the Gemara now begins a machloikis for how long does he have the right to do so. The first mandama says, Atres Yachashade. 12 months. If he could pay back the loan in 12 months, he'll get back the property. Vomer Amema, but Amema says, I am from Nador. Viscerally, and I hold Shumahadal Oilam. It's not 12 months. It's as long as he could pay back, that's what we're looking for. And that is the halacha, says the Gemara, v'hilchasa shuma hadal olam. It's forever. Mishum shenem v'asisa v'yoshva taif. The Torah Kedoshah says, you need to do what's right. And the definition of doing what's right is to pay, to give the person the ability to pay back, to get back his property, no matter how long it takes. If we look through Rishonim and learning this Gemara, have a number of very fundamental machlokes. The first very fundamental machlokes we find in the Rishonim is how to learn this halacha of Shuma Hadal Olam. Some Rishonim learn that Shuma Hadal Olam means that it's not a new kinyan. In other words, the machlokes that we're going to discuss now is when the Malva ultimately returns the property to the loiva. How does the halacha look at that transaction? The Ran and the Mefarshim want to say that so too is the opinion of the Rambam, say that this is not a new kinyan. It's not a new transaction. Rather, it was only given to the Malva. This property was only given to the Malva on a temporary basis because the loiva could not satisfy and pay what he owed. But as soon as he, Baruch Hashem, could pay what he owes, the halacha is that automatically the property reverts back to the loiva. And the Ran's Raya is from the fact that it can be done by Karcha. From the Gemara, it seems that it's not like this is something that the Malva, who got the property, could choose to do or not do. It seems that this is something that the Malva is obligated to do. Why is the Malva obligated to do it? Because it's not really his completely. It's only his in the sense that until the loiva could satisfy the obligation, he holds on to it. But as soon as the loiva could give him what he owes him, it becomes the loiva's automatically. And as I said, it seems that that is the opinion of the Rambam. Because when you look in the Rambam, Hilchas Malva Loiva, Perek Chaf Beis, Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam says, Bezdin Sheshamul Baal Choyf, the Bezdin took for the Baal Choyf, Beinich Se Loiva, whether it's the property of the loiva, the same halacha obviously applies, that if there was property that was sold from the loiva to a customer after the debt was already initiated, the concept of lekuchas throughout Shas. And now, Lachas Man says the Rambam, Sika Yodah Shaloiva, the loiva has the ability to pay, a shal nitra for Yerushayim, or the person who lost the property, a Yerushayim avil ba'al choyves mayosav, and now they bring the money to the ba'al choyv, mesalkan oisayim mi'oisakarka. And the critical words here are, mesalkan oisayim mi'oisakarka. He just removed. We don't ask, we don't begin negotiation. This is an automatic right that he has. The Ramban and the Rashba disagree. And they hold that this is a new kinyan. What's pshat? It's pshat, and what they hold is that it's difficult to say that when the malva receives this property, which she's legitimately entitled to receive, it's difficult to say that it's only his, it's not really his with a full-fledged kinyan. It's certainly his. Just what the Gemara teaches us, based on the pasuk of Asisa Hayosha Ratoiv, that the right thing to do is that the malva, not just the right thing, it's what the halacha requires, is that the malva should give it back to the loiva when the loiva could pay for it. But it's not that it wasn't the malva's, and that a new kinyan is not required. And as the Shach in Simon Kuf Gimel Sif Yud Aleph says, what would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? The nafkamina is, what would be the halacha if a loiva owes a cotton money? A loiva could owe a cotton money. The loiva owes the cotton money. So for the Bezdin to give the cotton the property of the loiva, because he couldn't pay the cash he's obligated to give to pay, is certainly doable. Now, as we keep on discussing in our shiurim, the loiva has the cash. So for that you don't need a kinyan. Because for a cotton to take ownership of something, the halach is that a cotton has the ability to take the ownership of anything. But now the issue that we need to discuss is if the loiva now will approach the cotton, who's the malva, or represent the malva, the yorish of the malva, and want his property back. So if a kinyan is required, so as we learn in many different areas of halacha, a cotton does not have the ability to sell something. So if the halacha requires that the kinyan, that the cotton, the malva, so to speak, sell back the property to the loiva, he can't do so, as is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba. But if we follow the opinion of the Ram and the Rambam, that it was never really the malvas altogether, and therefore a new kinyan is not required, the halacha will be that even if the malva is a cotton, it doesn't change the halacha that we're discussing in our shir. There's another very important issue that comes up. And that is, and it's a complicated issue. And that is, the malva received the property. As we're learning fair and square, Bezdin gave him the property that he was supposed to receive. So while the malva is holding on to this property, he worked on the property and it went up in value. Or in general, the price of real estate went up. So now the question is, does the halacha of Shuma Hadol Olam still apply? And this is a very big machloikus Rishonim. Essentially, machloikus of the Rosh versus the Bala Trumas. And it's not even clear how to understand the Rosh's opinion. The Rosh says the din of Shuma Hadol Olam doesn't apply. The din of Shuma Hadol Olam doesn't apply if the property went up. So if you look at the Rosh simply, the Rosh doesn't differentiate why it went up. If it went up because the price of real estate went up, or if it went up because of the investment the Malva put into the real estate. The Tor, however, differentiate in explaining the opinion of his father, the Rosh, if he invested in the property, then the halacha is that he doesn't have to give it back. But if the property went up because the price of property goes up, then shuma hadol olam. But says the Tor, at what price is it given back? At the current more expensive price. That's the opinion of the Tor. And the way the Gedulei Truma explains the Tor's opinion, he says, if he invested in the property, that's why we can't force the Malva to give it back. And I saw, and we'll speak about it later, because if the Malva got the property, because that's what he deserved to get, given that the Loiva couldn't pay the cash that he owed. And now we're going to say that that investment goes to waste. So we have a concept many places in Shas of Tinel Delos B'fnei Lovin. Nobody's ever going to want to lend money. And this will exactly be the case. The Malva is going to say that even if I indeed can get the property, if the Loiva can't pay what he owes me, then that is a new issue. Not as a new issue, that even if he can't, I'm going to be reluctant to invest in the property, so nobody's going to ever want to lend money. But if it went up by itself, there, the Malva didn't invest anything, and he can't make that claim. However, there are Rishonim that say it doesn't make a difference. Our Gemara says, Shuma Hadal Oilam. And Shuma Hadal Oilam, the Gemara doesn't add any conditions to what, when, why it happened. Dor Sameach explains that this Machloikus Rishonim is really connected to the Machloikus Rishonim that we discussed earlier. That how does the Halacha look at the mechanics of Shuma Hadol Olam? Does the halacha look at the mechanics of Shuma Hadol Olam as a new Maisa Kinyan? The Loiva gave it to the Malva, and now the halacha requires the Malva to sell it back to the Loiva? Or does the halacha really look at it as if it was never taken away? As if it was never taken away from the Malva. From the Loiva, it was just sitting by the Malva until the Loiva could pay what he owes. And it's critical to understand. So now, if we say that a new Kinyan is required, so our Gemara is very, the Psak, that if it went up in value, then we can't force the Malva to sell something that went up in value or he invested in. But if we say that it really never became the Malva's, it was just sitting by the Malva because the Loiva couldn't pay the cash that he was obligated to pay, it's much easier to understand that as soon as the Loiva has that ability, he automatically gets it back. Another question. Is this halacha, that Shuma Hadol Olam, only by Karka or also by Metaltlin? The Ramban, the Rosh, say that it's only by Karka. And the Magen Mishnah says that that is also the opinion of the Rambam. The Ritva, the Meiri, Paskin, that it's even by Metatlin. They do, however, differentiate between Metatlin that are easily obtainable versus metatlin that are not easily obtainable. And they explain as follows. Metatlin that are easily obtainable, so why should we make the Malva give it back? You, the Loiva, now have the cash. you, the loiva, now want these metatlin, go buy these metatlin. It's only metatlin that the loiva could say, I have the cash, but I can't find those metatlin. So I need those metatlin. I have a connection to those metatlin. I want them back. The sma, the Rama paskins, the din of shuma hadal oilam only is by karka. And the sma explains, because what's pshat in our Gemara? Vasis of Yoshva Toiv is the basis, as we just learned, for Shuma Hadol Olam. Says the Sma, on Karka, we could understand that a person has a relationship with his Karka, has a connection to that Karka, and if Baruch Hashem he could get back the Karka, he wants it back. However, you can't say that a person has that type of connection to Metatlin. And therefore, by Metatlin, we don't say Shuma Chaza Hadol Olam. Others say that it's easier to find metatlin. Karka, it's not always easy to find real estate. It's particularly not always easy to find real estate in the location that you want. So if the loiva is able to get back that piece of real estate, we can't tell him, well, you have the cash, buy another piece of real estate. He may not be able to find another piece of real estate. We may not be able to find another piece of real estate in the location that he wants. Metatlin, you don't say that by. But as we conclude this year, it's worth repeating what the Chasam Sofer in the Shal Shuv Chasam Sofer Chayshe Mishpat Simen Hey Sifir Aleph discusses. He says, as Al Gemara teaches us, the pasuk of Asis of Yoshua Toiv is the basis of the halacha of Shuma Hadol Olam. Still, says the Chasam Sofer, that even if we'll say that the drasha of our Gemara doesn't make this halacha into a din d'oraisa, and we'll say that this is lefnim meshuras hadin, still, this is the type of lefnim meshuras hadin that Chazal don't give you an option to do or not do. And he says beautiful words. V'mnei shiro Chazal. Chazal saw. Ki v'koy shigodl odem meniach karka b'yad achar. It's very difficult for a person to give away his property to someone else. V'koshken based the Rosso, and certainly the home where he lives. V'liba shel odem dovalov. He's very broken hearted that he had to give away his property. V'hayeze achzorius godl. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's just mean, cruel. Im yachzik anoisha zeh b'karko shel zeh. If the malva will hold on to this loiva's property, asher bo liyodoi shloi b'tzor ha-moicher, that the loiva didn't give away willingly, ki imach mistachka, only because he was financially pressed. But Bezna chlitoloi, and Bezna decided that we have to give the malva the property. V'zeu b'chlav v'asis v'yoshva toiv. That's what Chazal said the Torah means when it says Vasisa Hayoshev HaToif.